So we continue on the debate. I'll take a couple more questions from the floor. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but you know, terrorism costs comes up all the time. Has anyone got another issue? Yes, and sort of obviously liberty. Anyone got another issue that is away from, for the moment, finance, terrorism, and sort of you know, your own liberty, your own freedom of information that you want to keep to yourself and not give up to the state? Gentlemen in the front, I'll take a quick run of questions now, please, and I'll start with a quick response from everyone, starting with Mustafa, and I'd just like to build up the pace with a few more questions and a few more quicker responses.
Thank you. Councillor Steve Greenhalgh. I work in IT, as some of our panel do, and I know that there is no such thing. It's a secure IT system, only one that has yet to be broken. The Pentagon, the National Security Agency, NASA, the LOD, and this government would also attest to that statement. Why would anyone believe that a database that is going to be accessed by so many organisations can actually be secure in any way, as the protocols will have to be shared with the number of people who will have to be involved in actually writing this system? It will be in the public domain faster than you can say. So I just believe that there's a fundamental issue with the security of the data in the register, and it will be a target for every script kiddie and hacker in the world.
Okay, thank you for that. IT has got its faults, it's not 100%. We've heard that. So what is the answer? We have to trust technology, don't we? Because are we rolling it out completely, or do we go back to pens and paper?
I'm not an expert.
No, but you're basically what's the flat end of terrorism, how effective IT is. You're just saying it's not effective.
Yeah, let me answer the question. Okay, well, before you argue. I was going to say on any problem, any government problem, that there's always access to people. You simply cannot avoid it. And the government starts with one objective in view, then they see another objective, and yet another objective, and so it keeps on, and more people get access. And you've seen that in the National Health Service, where until recently, every one of you were going to have your records put onto a computer, whether you like it or not. But due to the opposition of the medical profession, you are now going to have the option of not having it. So there's access key for you. The other thing that I can see, and I can use a computer, is this, that even the people who are most enthusiastic about computers and IT say that there's generally a 5% margin of error. When you're talking about 60 million people, that margin of error amounts to 3 million people. Now, I don't want to say anything. Someone will say to you, what is the answer then? I mean, if we're not going to allow IT, what else can we fall back on? Where do we go from that? If you can't afford to use IT, where do you go from?
Well, we know who the criminals are, and we've most of the immigrants are. It's what to do with them. So it's crime and punishment and deterrence. And the only problem is if you don't know the gap, nearly always, criminals are known
personally.
There are
criminals on the
database,
that's
what we know. Yeah, we know the criminals, so really, there's no additional profit.
Well, there are errors on the current criminal database, of course. But, coming back to the point that I've been made, it's a very good one. With IT systems, I'm more in an engineering IT environment, but it's the same size. Is that you have backups, multiple systems, storage of data, and the current system we have at the moment, where our information is stored on lots of different places. We have our driving ID, we have our health secure system. IT is how limitations, everything has limitations, and we should work with the limitations and make them secure by having backup systems and having not everything stored in one place to make it insecure. There's encryption and other technologies that can be used, but of course, as Peter alluded to, there's always somebody very smart out there who will break it within seconds of a new system coming online. And also, one source of information in one place is easier to take your identity from you. At the moment, you have to get information from several different sources to steal somebody's identity. And earlier, we were talking about there was only 11 bits of information that's going to be on this. That is going to creep. More stuff I mentioned it earlier. And without the safeguards that we have, without the written quantities I mentioned it earlier, without it being defined, nice and clear, so we know where we stand, it's going to creep. There's nothing we're going to do about it.